Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. One of our shows for you, because you work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom of cash flow today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about being rich, is it? It's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity and ability to create a ripple effect through the lives of others. Guys, thank you for allowing me to do that with you today. I appreciate you guys binging. You've been sharing, tuning in. Guys, you've been blowing up my YouTube. I appreciate it, all of it. You guys are amazing, and I love that you guys tune in so much. Thank you so much for being seriously the best podcast followers, ripplers in the world. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, go to our website, moneyripples.com. We've got new blogs on there now. We're actually transcribing the very things that we have. And if you haven't done so already, go take our passive income calculator to figure out how much money you can make in the next 12 months with passive income. Whether it's a few $1,000 a year or it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, you might be sitting on a gold mine and not even know it. So go check that out today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So first off, I just want to show off my shirt. My chief marketing officer, Danielle, made up here. Check this out. Financial advisor defined as a person that paid to sell you crap, not to make you more money. That is exactly truth. Today is August 31st, and tomorrow is actually my 45th birthday. So yes, you can sing happy birthday, Grit. I don't even know what song that was. That wasn't even a happy birthday song. Anyways, you can wish me happy birthday or whatever. But as I was reflecting back, I'm like, I always like these mile markers because I want to know, like, really what it is that's in my heart that I want to share with you guys. What's so important right now? And there's seriously so much that I could share, but I want to keep it concise. So I'm focusing on what we're moving into right now, which is moving into the fall, right? And I saw a particular article that came out recently about 529 plans. It actually was on Yahoo Finance. The article is called Parents Face 529 Plan Losses as Tuitions Come Due. Very interesting article. They're saying the same thing I've been saying to you guys for years, right? Which is when the market starts to go down, that's the worst time. And the problem is you can't control where the 529 plan is invested. Though if you're not sure what a 529 plan is, it's a college savings account, right? This is what you save money in for college. Now it's tied to the stock market. Usually most people have this based on age. So the older your child gets, the less they have you exposed to the stock market. But even if your child is 17, 18 years old, they still have it blended with some of the stock market returns. Even worse, this year, even bond market returns haven't been great. In fact, some of them have lost money. So what we have is stocks. You're kind of danged if you do, danged if you don't, right? Stocks, bonds, doesn't matter. And so people are watching their 529 plans lose right before you pull it out. So imagine this. Imagine, say, you have for a child saved up $100,000. Let's just say that you only lose 20% in the market. And I say only because when you go through a recession, it could be much bigger. But say you've lost 20%, that's $80,000 that you're left with. But your tuition didn't go down 20%, did it? So you still have to access it. So let's just say you're planning on paying $25,000 a year, you know, for 4 years. Well, guess what? That $25,000 comes out when it's hit $80,000. Now you're left with only $55,000. You now have half of what you wanted. This is almost like losing a whole year's of tuition. What happens if it goes down again? You know, maybe it does recover, but what if it goes down the next year? Maybe it goes down only 10%. Well, now you're left with $50,000. You pull out $25,000 And now you got $25,000. Even if it makes back 10% the next year, you're at $27,000. You really have nothing left for the fourth year. This is the problem that's going on. Now, you may not lose that much money in the stock market. I get it. Because if they did do it age-based, you might lose maybe more like 5 or 10%. But regardless, who wants to lose money, right? How many of us really, truly want to lose money, especially for something that important? Your best preservation for you is to preserve your capital. Now, I think about being a financial advisor. I was a financial advisor, and now it's going on 20 plus years. I was 24 years old when I first became a financial advisor. I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, young and dumb. I would just listen to whatever I was told by the financial industry. Now, of course, they would say, hey, you've got plenty of time. You're young. You can take these risks. But the truth is that none of us are really too young to take risks. I really don't believe that. I think that's ridiculous. Because if I had a choice between making money and not losing it, or making money but possibly losing it, I'm going to pick this every time. I want to make money while protecting my money at the same time. It's not about how much you make. It's how much you keep and then make on top of it that makes all the difference with your money. Unfortunately, we're always taught high risk creates high returns, right? You got to take those big risks if you want to hit it big. The problem is many of us have taken high risks, and this isn't good. Give you even further context to quote, this came out in June, Dr. Alicia Munnell, director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. Say that 10 times fast. Woo! Director of the, for the, I can't even say it one time fast. Director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, Dr. Alicia Munnell. What she said is that we have lost since the beginning of 2021, or since the beginning of 2022, end of 2021, we have lost $3.4 trillion. In different types of accounts, including especially retirement accounts. Not even talking about 529 plans, just retirement accounts. $3.4 trillion. Of that, $1.4 trillion is in 401ks. Now, I might sound like a broken record if you've listened to the show enough, but obviously this should be a concern to you, especially, and now I'm recording this 2 weeks earlier, okay? August 16th. I'm telling you this date because I can't tell the future. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this. Since June, when the market hit a low, it's recovered. Now, many people say, oh, whew, cleared that. I'm good. I'm not losing money anymore. But the truth is that when you're in a bear market, in a down market, which I do believe we're in, it always does this. Just like when it goes up and then pulls back a little bit and bounces up. It's like a little bouncy ball bouncing up the stairs. Vice versa. When it's a down market, it's like a bouncy ball bouncing down the stairs, right? Now, those little bounces are called bear market rallies. Bear market means that the market's going down. Bull market's when it goes up. Well, bear market rally means that the market's coming back up after it's lost some of its loss. So it's getting some of its gains back or some of the losses reversed. This is the perfect time that if you've been debating about whether to be in the market or not, and I'm not giving any investment recommendations, but those bear market rallies, as they come back, for those people who are still holding on, this could be a great opportunity to take your cash now while the losses are minimized a little bit more. Because what happens is as it bounces down, it comes back up. It doesn't just keep going up straight. It eventually comes down to a lower low. And many people will hold on gripping tight. This is just human psychology, right? Human behavior never wants to lose money. And so what do? They hang on forever until it's either become so emotionally enough and everybody's saying the sky is falling. That's when somebody emotionally finally pulls the money out of the market when it hits a low. This is why financial advisors and other people in the media will say, don't pull out your money at all, because they say you can't time it. Here's the best time to pull your money out of the market: when people are saying that there's hope. When you start to go into a down market and people think there's still hope, this is the point right where before it starts to get a lot lower. And I believe the market will get lower than what it is right now. So I'm saying this mid-August, seeing that we've had a good 2 month bear market rally. I believe that within a few days of when I record this, I believe that we're going to start to see it reverse a little bit. Now, I don't know. It might just go flat. It might even go up a little bit more. And that's great. If it does, wonderful. But the odds are against you. As they say in the Hunger Games, may the odds all ever be in your favor. Well, the odds are not in your favor if you hang on to what you've got. Again, I can't give you recommendations to cash out your equities, cash out the stock market, because I don't even know your situation. I don't know what you're in. All I'm saying is that I've had clients where they've wondered, what should they do? I just told them today in our live group call for our consulting clients, I said, this might be the day. This might be the time period right now where you've got some of your losses back. as it's gained a little bit more, this might be the time to access your funds. Again, I'm not a Nostradamus, and even a Nostradamus didn't predict everything, right? So I can't say that I know exactly what's going to go on and how it's going to look. I just know that I don't trust the market's going to keep going up. And that's the problem. I used to be a stock trader. I used to teach people how to trade stocks and options. By the way, from a technical analysis perspective, it's getting right up to where the trend line is, where there's resistance. This usually means the market starts to go back down. And this is where people start betting more, including financial institutions. This is usually the point where many financial institutions, if they've had money in certain places, will start to sell off quietly while all the rest of people are putting their dumb money back in, hoping it's going to come back up. And then right at that point, boom, there's a sell-off, and then your stocks tank. This is how it's worked for many, many years. It happens all the time in reverse directions too, even in up markets. Many companies will take advantage and start buying when people are selling off, and they'll try to do it quietly so that the money stays out until they get their money in, and then boom, it skyrockets and everybody else throws their money in chasing it. The market is unpredictable, although human behavior is. And so the one thing you should know is that there's always cycles, and having a 2-month recovery in a down market is a great time for those big institutional money, all that money that's in those mutual funds and even hedge funds. Those people are literally banking on what's going on right now. They love to take out some of those profits. Who's to say they weren't the ones buying up when it hit the low, and that they're the reason why it came back up again? I'm just saying, that's typically how it works. Okay. So the question is, do you want to be in this place? Do you want to be in this place of so much unpredictability? Because when there's unpredictability, you have no freedom. Where there's no control, you cannot have freedom. If you have no ability to know if your future is safe, if your 529 plan is safe, if your IRAs, your 401ks are safe, why would you put your money there? It makes zero sense. Just because everybody else does it, come on, look at the average person that does do this. Are they successful? No. People are literally going to go broke as we move into this next recession, okay? It's not looking good. Yet people still throw their money in hoping that something might be different this time. The only thing I can promise you is that it does look different every time. But the one thing that doesn't change is that the average person that keeps putting their money in will lose. Savers are losers. Savers in mutual funds are losers. Savers in stocks and bonds will become losers. That's just the way it always is. Protecting your money and keeping it safe and then growing it, and especially if you can generate passive income with it, that is the true key to financial freedom. Not all this other stuff, not all this stuff that is just ridiculous. And maybe I'm just a little bit passionate because I know my 45th birthday is coming up for you tomorrow, right? But I'm getting tired of it. After 2 decades of watching this happen, it becomes pretty easy to see the signs. You see patterns. In fact, I mean, that's one of my gifts, is that I've often seen patterns. Even as a young kid, I remember seeing little mathematical patterns and stuff that I'm like, hey, here's a shortcut for this little mathematical equation. I would do that. Believe it or not, I'm actually sometimes, despite what my wife thinks, I am smart. I do actually have some intelligence. Doesn't mean that I'm always right, because I'm definitely intelligent to know that I can be wrong a lot. And I have been, okay? My point is this, is that once I got myself away from the stock market, once many of our clients have gotten their money away from the stock market and they started doing things in the space of these alternative investments, like buying real estate that has actual returns now, not trying to make money on appreciation, but making real cash flow today, those are the people that feel safer. I'll give you an example. I had a client from about 10 years ago. He came to mind because I was reminiscing with a particular dentist, and this guy was a dentist as well. And this dentist, I'll tell you, he was like the most stubborn guy. I mean, he had so, and he knew this. I'm saying this because he will admit this. He had a lot of ego, right? A lot of pride, considered himself a very intelligent man. And he had been successful in his own right. I mean, he was even speaking worldwide and doing stuff. The thing is, when it came to his money, he said, hey, guys, and this was with a company I was with before, about 11 years ago, actually. He said, guys, I want to make sure you give me a guarantee that I will make my money back, right? I need to make my money back with what I pay you. Now, today with my company, with Money Ripples, I mean, that's what we do. We don't take you on as a client unless we know we can at least double whatever you pay us within that year. If we don't think we can do that, then we don't take on as client. We don't even offer it to you. But for him, we knew that this was going to be a tough case, right? So anyways, we started doing stuff tax-wise. We started finding some money to save on taxes. He had other partners that complicated things. So his results were going slow. Long story short, 2 months later, you say, Chris, I'm not happy. I'm not getting the results I was promised. And I said, you're right. The results have taken longer than just the first 30 to 60 days. We need more time. But here's one thing I can promise you. And he was giving me a little bit of ego because the guy, understand that at the time I was about 33, 34 years old, while he was 65 at the time. So he's double my age, right? And so he's throwing a little bit of ego at me. And I just said, listen, you're right. Results are taking longer, but you know what's not good is you as an investor. You suck as an investor. Like you're a smart man, you're great in business, but with your money, you're not very smart. And it was really quiet for a minute. And they said, Chris, you're right. I'll admit that. You're right. I said, great. Give me more time. Let's work with you. And so all we did with his plan, I didn't do anything, nothing with passive investing. All we were focused on was preserving the money he had. And this is right after the market was recovering and everything else. We're preserving the money he had in his accounts. We were putting money in things that were guaranteed, right? Putting money in different places. It could be like annuities, could be put in places like with certain cash guarantees. Yes, even life insurance with that part of that conversation. We're doing all those things. Long story short, a year goes by. He calls up, says, Chris, call me back. And I thought, oh man, now he wants to talk. What is it now? I call him up. I get the opposite reaction. He says, Chris, I don't know how you do it, how you guys did it, but my net worth went up $100,000 this year and I only made $120,000. What the heck? What's going on here? And I said, this is easy. The reason that you had a hard time growing your net worth is because you kept losing it. You kept gambling it. And he said, I can see that. And he put his money in different places. Again, we were just keep money in savings. We did buy some like gold and silver that helped a little bit with some inflation hedges. But it wasn't like he was buying a ton of real estate with this money. He didn't do anything that special. We just didn't lose money. And so he was able to keep more of his money. Now, flash forward one more year, he comes to Salt Lake City. We go out to dinner and he says, Chris, it's amazing. The money that you guys protected for me, it's still going up. The one place I lost money is, if you recall, I wanted to keep $250,000 with my financial advisor. He was the guy that had been a family friend since the 1980s. He was even at my father's funeral. This guy I wanted to at least keep some money with. I kept $250,000 with him. Guess what, Chris? We just found out that guy fled the country, took off with my money and many of his other clients. Somebody I've known for decades ripped me off. He's like, that's the only money I lost. All the other money that we had, that we actually took your advice, that's the money that actually made money. The money that I was hoping would make more money than what you did was with that financial advisor, and we lost it all. Guys, that's the point, is that it's not about how much you make, it's how much you keep, and then you can make on top of it. The cool thing is, like I said, that was not even including doing anything with investments, nothing with doing anything with passive income at all. It was just about how to keep it. So I want to bring this back to the 529 plan. What does this mean? This means that right now, if you're trying to save up money for college, this is a dangerous place to be because you have no control over those assets. Not only do you have no control over the market, but in many cases of the 529 plan, you have zero control over where they invest it. They are choosing the money and the funds for you and ultimately for your kid, gambling on your children's future. Do you truly, really want to be gambling their future because that's what everybody else does? I'm here to tell you, stop that madness. Are there other options? Of course there are. Of course you could do things. Depending on their ages, we could be building passive income now. That passive income we could pay for college later. On top of that, you could even be doing life insurance, doing the infinite banking strategy we talk about, where many of our parents are doing this either on themselves, where they do the policy on themselves and grow it there and then use that money. Whether they go to college or not, you can use it for whatever you want. Or two, they even put in their kids' names and make that designated for their college education. And they can dump in plenty of money in that too. There are plenty of ways to do this. The point is this, is that you want to make sure that you are not gambling with your money. Do not be another victim of another recession. Do not become one of those statistics. Do not become like the statistic that this doctor just talked about, Alicia Munnell, right? Do not become one of her statistics where you've lost money. Instead, be like the statistics of not just, you know, my client from 11 years ago and not just myself, because I've gained in 2022, not because I'm making money, but because I haven't lost money. And that's the truth with our clients. You need that same assurance as well. Obviously, if you have questions, you always reach out to us, moneyripples.com. But my challenge to you is really ask yourself, do I want to be in the same place that every other average American is, where they're putting their money and losing it? Do you want to be one of those casualties? I don't want that for me. I want my birthday present to be you prospering. Guys, make it a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.